I think we can all agree that Australian television was very different in the 1970s. Cigarettes could be advertised. Only men were in the beer ads and only women in the food ads. And the jingles were always catchy.
You ought to be congratulated. Come on, Aussie, come on, come on. Come on, Aussie, come on, come on. Come on, Aussie, come on, come on. Come on, Aussie, come on.
Well, those classic tunes were the work of two men. Alan Mo Morris and Alan Joe Johnston, collectively known as Mojo. They're the subject of tonight's ABC TV documentary, How Australia Got Its Mojo, with Russell Howcroft. And to tell us about it, we're joined by our regular TV commentator, Michael Bodie. Welcome back to Breakfast.
G'day, mate. Geraldine.
We were sort of just jigging around here.
It's hard to stop,
isn't it? They're sort of basic, but gee, they're fun, I think, although I'm waiting for all the text to say how wrong I am. What is a celebration of old advertising doing on the ABC, one could ask?
Well, it's nostalgia, obviously, and it's Hoags and Delvain Delaney and Singo and all those sort of 70s, I was going to say icon, but they're not religious. Those sort of celebrities and stars and doers of the 70s. Ida Buttrose, of course, is on there as well. And Russell Howcroft from Gruen, an ad man who's made quite a career out of that show and his enthusiasm for advertising. He hosts this. He probably should have a comma before with Russell Howcroft in the show's title too, because I don't know that Australia got its mojo with Russell, but anyway, that's a minor point. He posits this idea that Mojo's ads were... they lifted us out of our cultural cringe and made us feel really good about ourselves as a nation. And it's an interesting theory that there was that this was the cultural awakening of us. Mm. I think there's a lot more to it. I think the film and TV funding and the emergence of TV studios like Crawford Productions and stuff. At the same time, I think there was a broader cultural awakening, and that whether it's a chicken and egg argument, whether these ads were the thing or whether they were part of a thing. I think they were part of a
Philip so, Adams partly makes it. I mean, there was a very, well, very good series on RN about this about 18 months ago. And I think Philip was, he believed that for a lot of creative people, if you didn't go away, you know, like Clive James and so on, your best sort of outlet was actually advertising, and it's grossly under-recognised.
Well, if you look at a lot of our great directors, Peter Weir and Bruce Beresford started in advertising, but... Yeah, so the Mojo guys were a particular thing. They were, you know, they've been described as the Lennon and McCartney of Australian advertising, probably a bit too much. But those, and they did produce the same ad over and over, which I don't think is discussed. You know, catchy tagline, great little jingle, and very similar visual language in each of their ads. You know, blokes drinking beer, celebrations, barbecues, all that sort of 70s stuff. But it's a really engaging, light and bright one-hour documentary that people will love just for the nostalgia of it. And I think one of the great things is they have people like Singo and Hoags sitting there rewatching the ads.
Are there any girls in it?
Yeah, well, Delvain Delaney's in it. There's a couple of people from the Advertising Federation. Yeah, Ida Buttrose, of course. Yeah, so there's it's a fair mix, I think. But watching them watch the ads and their reactions and sly asides are very amusing. Hoags and Singo are particularly funny. And Hoags, there's all sorts of things they could have gone down. You sort of get a sense that Hoags regrets doing the Winfield ads, which were so massive at the time. But it's really good, fun TV. It's sort of, should spark a discussion about what that time was for us. And it does talk about how things are different and you couldn't do those sorts of ads now, particularly cigarettes and beer, which you can't advertise on TV in the same way.
Yes.
So that's on tonight on the ABC at 8:30.
Sort of consensus Australia, wasn't it? It's just
It was, you know, it was that Anglo, you know, the last days of that Anglo dominance, I suppose.
Maybe we'll have the discussion here on Breakfast. Yep. Now, also this week, SBS will premiere a big European drama series, which I'm really looking forward to, based on a much-read novel, Umberto Eco's The Name of the Rose.
Yes. This is, they normally call these things a Euro pudding, which is sort of a mess of financing from all over. It was done by RAI, the Italian network, with the Germans, and it's an English language co-production with a cast headed by American John Turturro, who also co-wrote and produced it as well. And he plays the lead character, William of Baskerville, from the novel.
That was the Sean Connery figure in the movie.
So I'm not sure they've cast it properly either time in some respects. From my memory of the book, which was sort of an 80s hit, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was. I remember reading it back then. So the interesting thing about this is right from the opening titles, even the score sounds like Game of Thrones, and they begin with a battle scene. So you think they're really trying to hook into this Game of Thrones thing without dragons, I suppose. But there's, you know, there's gratuitous nudity in the second scene.
What about gratuitous torture? Am I going to be able to watch it? I mean, I can't.
The violence wasn't as bad as, no, it wasn't good. As bad as I expected. It was pretty clean. But it's very wordy, and it's an interesting one because I think Turturro is really good in the lead role, but a couple of the other performers, as you get with these European co-productions, a couple of other performances aren't quite great. But it's pretty engaging, and some of the dialogue is really, really sharp and insightful. So it's worth a look on SBS.
And quickly, what else should we look out for this week?
There's a big one on Stan tonight, Godfather of Harlem, another a sort of black history of crime in Harlem in New York. The one a lot of people are looking out for, a very Brady renovation. The Brady Bunch cast get together and renovate the Brady's house. That's on TLC, on Foxtel.
Okay.
On Monday, that's the other one to watch out for.
Okay. Michael, thank you very much
indeed. Thanks, Geraldine.
Michael Bodie.